What time? 意思是几点钟，什么时间。Get up, 起床的意思。What time do you get up? 你几点钟起床？那么问星期是用哪个呢？对，是 what day? For example, 今天星期几？ We say, what day is it today? What day is it today? And
what time is it now?
What time? 是表示具体的终点。What time do you get up? 你几点钟起床？ Now please look at what time. What time is it? What time is it? 几点钟了？ It's half past seven. It's half past seven. 七点半。What time do you get up? What time do you get up? Get up, 起床。What time do you get up?你几点钟起床？ I get up at half past six. 我六点半起床。注意，表示在几点钟要用介词 at. At half past six. I get up at half past six. What time do you go to bed? What time do you go to bed? Go to bed 是睡觉的意思。What time do you go to bed? 你几点钟睡觉？ I go to bed at 10 o'clock. 我十点钟睡觉。 O'clock 表示整点。 10 o'clock 十点。 At 10 o'clock 我在十点钟睡觉。 So we learn, if you want to say 在几点钟 we say at. 在一点钟 we say at 1 o'clock. 在十一点钟 we say at 11 o'clock.Or we can simply say at 11. 在十二点半 then we say at half past 12. Get up, 起床。Go to bed, 睡觉。我们来描述自己一天的活动，那么是练习一般现在时态的最好的办法。那么我们一天的活动通常有起床、睡觉，那中间当然有吃饭、学习等等。好，下面我们学几个有关一天日常生活的动词的短语。Get up, have breakfast, 吃早餐 ,have lunch, 吃中餐 ,have supper, 吃晚餐。Leave home, leave 是离开的意思。Leave home 是离开家。Leave home, 离开家。Go to school, 上学。Begin school, or begin classes, 是开始上课。Begin school, or begin classes. Play games. Play games 可以表示做游戏、进行体育运动。Play games. Get home.请注意，这个地方是用的 get, 意思是到家。Get home, 到家。Go to bed, 睡觉。Now please answer the question, what time do you get up? What time do you have breakfast? What time do you have lunch? What time do you have supper? And what time do you leave home? What time do you go to school? What time do you begin school?What time do you play games? And what time do you get home? What time do you go to bed? 那么结合这些动词短语和你的朋友或者是和你的同位的同学相互之间问什么时间起床，什么时候吃饭，那么相应的要做出一个回答，然后把对方的一天的日常生活列一个表向老师做汇报。OK, 所以描述自己的一天我们可以用 my day, my day. For example, I get up at 6, I have breakfast at half past 6, and I leave home at 7, I get to school at a quarter past 7. 好，这样呢，通过描述一天的自己一天的日常的经历就可以用于巩固我们的现在一般现在时态 同时呢，在这个之中呢，也可以掌握一些动词的短语和词组。好，下面我们看 Jim's Day。 Jim's Day。 On weekdays I get up at 6:30. I have breakfast at 7, and then I go to school. I go to school by bike. I get to school at about 7:30 every day. I don't like to be late. We begin classes at 8:00. 那么这个文字呢，大家一定都能看得懂。请注意 ，get to school 意思是到校 ，go to school 是上学。那么从离开家在路上也可以说 go to school。 Get to school 是抵达学校到校的意思。 The next, I don't like to be late. 我不喜欢迟到。 I don't like to be late. I don't like to be late. Now let's go on. We have lunch in the middle of the day. In the afternoon, classes are over at 3:30, and I get home at about 4:00. But often we play games, and I get home at 5:00. We have supper at about 6. We have lunch, 吃中饭, in the middle of the day. Middle 是中间, in the middle 是在中间, of the day, 在一天的中间，也就是在中午的意思。In the afternoon, classes are over. Classes are over 意思是 school is over, 放学的意思。Classes are over at 3:30, 下午3:30放学。Over 是结束的意思。Classes are over, 上课结束了，也就是放学了。And I get home at about 4, but often we play games.我们可以4:00到家，因为3:30放学嘛，4:00到家。But often we play games and I get home at 5. 但是经常呢，我们都要进行一下体育锻炼，打球啊，做游戏。于是呢，我是5:00到家。We have supper at about 6. 大约6:00的时候呢，吃晚餐。Then, what do you do in the evening? In the evening,I do my homework. In the evening, I do my homework. I often watch TV, but sometimes I read. I go to bed about 10. 在晚上我做功课, do homework, 做家庭作业。I often watch TV, 常看电视, but sometimes I read. 但有时候我也看书。I go to bed at about 10. Well, 那么刚才呢，这一篇章呢是用第一人称来描述 Jim's Day. 那么现在我要求大家做一个练习，要求大家用第三人称 Jim 来说出 Jim's Day. 也就是说要用第三人称 Jim 来把 Jim 一天的活动描述出来。那应该怎么样描述呢？请看卡片。对，我把相应的动词都空出来了。那么大家注意了，这个动词要注意什么问题啊？对，它是第三人称单数，这个地方还能不能用 get up 啊？不行，这就是英语和汉语的一个很重要的区别。 Then the answer is, on weekdays Jim gets up at 6. He has breakfast at 7, and then he goes to school. He goes to school by bike, and he gets to school at about 7 every day. He doesn't like to be late. They begin classes at 8:00. Well, 那么第三人称单数做主语的时候呢，要注意行为动词呢，在一般现在时态里面呢，要用它的 S 形式。那么有关行为动词如何加 S， 请大家结合以前的学习。
进行复习。
好，在这个课文里面呢，我们掌握了如何说在早晨、在中午、在下午，还有呢在几点钟。好，下面我们给大家归纳一下。在早中晚通常用 in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. In the middle of the day 是在中午的意思，如果是在正午十二点钟那个时候呢，可以用 at noon、afternoon 就在正午之后，就在下午了嘛， at noon 很好记。 at half past seven 在几点钟用 at。在某一天或者在工作日我们用 on weekdays, on Sundays, on weekend means Saturday and Sunday, 它是意的周末，就是星期六和星期天，当然了也还要包括星期五的晚上啊，都可以叫 weekend, 周末。Every day, 注意每天前面不要任何介词。好，下面我们做一个练习，请大家用适当的介词完成句子。They leave home blank seven blank the morning. They go swimming blank Saturdays. They go to school blank weekdays. They have no classes blank weekend. Her mother goes to English classes blank the evening.根据我们刚才给大家归纳的，很好完成这个练习。那么答案是 They leave home at 7 in the morning. They go swimming on Saturdays. They go to school on weekdays. And they have no classes on weekend. Her mother goes to English classes in the evening.好，另外呢，我们在这个课里面呢，学习了有关怎么询问终点。我们以前学了怎么询问是星期几。下面我们做几个练习，请大家针对句子中的划线部分提问。It is Tuesday today. 那么针对星期提问呢，要用 What day? What day is it today?Kate gets up at half past six. 针对具体的终点提问的时候呢，要用 what time?What time does Kate get up? On what day?On Friday. We have no English on Friday. 在星期五我们没有英语课。那么针对 on Friday 在星期五这个提问的时候呢，就不能够直接问 what day do you have no school?要用 on what day、就只有 what time 它可以前面不要用 at what time, 但是如果说在哪一天，我们要记住这个 on 不能丢， on what day do you have no school, 哪一天你们不上学。在课文里面出现一个词 late, 请大家记住它的用法，意思是迟，迟到的意思。I'm late, 意思是我来迟了，来晚了。I'm late for school, 意思是我上学迟到了。It's too late. 注意，这个段的 it 是指的时间。It's too late, 意思是指时间太晚了。He gets up late in the morning. 早上他起床起晚了。He gets up late in the morning. 那这个地方的 late 用作副词，用来修饰动词。He gets up late in the morning. 那么 late 的反义呢是 early. 比如 You are early. 你来得很早哦。He gets up early. 他起床起得很早。Well, 那么这个呢是有关 late 的用法。那么在这个单元里面呢，还有两个重要的词语 put up 和 take off。 穿衣服和脱衣服。注意，它是强调在穿和脱的动作。Jim is putting up his clothes. Jim 正在穿衣服。Kate is taking off her clothes. Kate 正在脱衣服。Put on your coat, please. 请穿上你的大衣。Take off your glasses, please. 注意，这个地方 glasses 是指的戴的眼镜。Take off your glasses, please. 摘下你的眼镜。Well, so much for Unit 28. And until next time.